Sean Aquiline, and in the studio with me is David Rooney from the Revelstoke Current, and today we're going to do a little bit of a different style, an interview with Dennis Beriducci. Hello, Dennis.
Well, hello, Sean. Hello, Mr. Rooney.
How are you doing there, Mr. Hockey?
Well, that's an honor bestowed to Mr. Gordie Howe.
Oh, I don't know. Luckily, I guess that would be you, buddy.
Well, thank you very much for the compliments.
40 years and counting, isn't it?
Yes, started 40 years ago volunteering for Revelstoke Minor Hockey and still going, and I love it.
The wisdom of your perspective, how has hockey changed here in Revelstoke over the last 40 years? And there have been changes.
The speed is the biggest thing. The game is so much faster now. The intermediates in the old arena, the speed for the intermediates, and they would be senior men's, would be about equivalent to the midgets today. It's just amazing. And the condition of the kids. The kids now, even at peewee level, are working out every day, staying in shape, with that dream of getting the Holy Grail, which is, of course, three letters, NHL. And that is the dream of, I believe, just about every Canadian boy or girl that plays hockey.
Did you play in an outdoor rink? Was there outdoor rinks here then?
We had a rink, and in 1958, gigantic windstorm came through, and it did a bunch of damage, so they condemned the rink. From there on in, the city used to build outdoor rinks for us. Being born and raised and lived in the Big Eddy, to get downtown was, we didn't have a vehicle at the time, so you trudge through the snow. So we'd just go over to the old Columbia River Bridge, which is the old one now, and we'd skate on the back channels. That's where we learned how to skate and play hockey. It was a good experience. A group of kids in the Big Eddy, a group of kids in Lower Town, then a group of kids downtown, and then a group of kids down south. And then when they built the new arena, just
that was 1967.
Yeah. I was a little too old to play minor hockey. I played 1 year. My coach was late Gordon Canet. He laughed at me and Carlo Regano. He called us crazy Italians. but you know, we had a lot of fun, and then I played men's league and stuff like that, but I was never at the quality of even the Revelstoke Selkirks. I can proudly say I could skate quite well, but the hockey knowledge, I wasn't coached, as a lot of us weren't. I loved the game, and I loved it then, and I love it now.
Dennis, did you ever coach?
The funny thing is, no. I never coached hockey.
How come?
I always felt that I didn't know enough about the game. To me, if a kid could skate fast, I'd pick him. Didn't have to stick handle. If he could skate fast, I was going to pick him. I rarely criticize coaches because of that reason. You look at it, it's a whole different game. And you know, Sean is speaking to you here when you sit down beside me right at the penalty box area, how much different that game looks than 10 feet above you. And it's a big difference.
Now, what got you into wanting to do what you do now?
What happened was, and you're going to laugh at this, but it's the God's honest truth. I was the worst fan. My son was playing. I was a boisterous, loudmouth, and terrible fan. I'm not proud of that. It got to the point where my wife wouldn't even sit with me to watch our son play. And so one time she just got mad at me. She said, Dennis, get down there and look after that clock. And that'll shut you up because you have to be quiet. Well, guess what? I did. And I did it for a year, that one season. And I liked it. A gentleman with me by the name of Jim Abel said, Dennis, there's a mic. Why don't you announce? Here I am. It's a long time ago. And I've been doing it ever since.
There's this real passion that Dennis has for the little guys. Dennis, what is it about the little guys for you?
Well, just watching our son grow up on the ice, seeing how much I got out of it. This is hard to believe. But when they come up and say, thanks, Mr. Donito, because that was my business name, and thank you, Dennis, and thank you, Mr. Beriducci, I walk downtown, and those same little kids now are 35, 40 years old. Hey, how are you doing, Dennis? You still at it, eh? They'd be lost without you. Those are the comments, Sean and Dave, that you can't buy stuff like that. It's a God-given talent that I've been able to use, and kids are getting something out of it. Parents are getting something out of it. And minor hockey's getting some out of it. So, to me, it's just a little gift I'm giving to them.
Revelstoke Minor Hockey, it used to be when hockey was the winter sport, and it's not quite that same anymore, is it?
Oh, Dave, no. No, it's not. And that's okay, because kids are at the ski hill, which is a great amenity we have. The kids that do play hockey now are the ones that really want to play. I find that a little more than the ones that would just have a winter sport and they'd come out and mom and dad and their registration money and put them in hockey. That's the way I see it. These kids want to be there. They want to play.
What about the history of hockey, Dennis? Now, you're well-known locally for that. And I don't know if, Sean, you've seen the history of hockey exhibition at the...
I'm there early setting up. And one thing I do notice is the coaches of the other teams, and they're always looking at what's going on. And I think the history of hockey is fantastic. And I think that what Dennis and history hockey do for kids is amazing. And I have no doubt that if I had kids, that would be something that I would definitely utilize. I think it's a fantastic thing that Dennis does for the kids of Revelstoke.
Yeah, I remember when you started that. Boy, that was really something. It's got a real lot of buy-in from people here in town.
Well, very fortunate, because my oldest brother, God rest him, lived in Montreal for quite a few years. Jim had told me, he said, Dennis, he says, all that stuff you've collected over the years, why don't you put it up in the forum like they did in Montreal? And so that's where the idea came from. I think I started with 4 cabinets, and now we have 24, 25 of them. It's a never-ending project, because consequently, after so many years, somebody comes out, but a new one goes in. College is very big, because I want kids to realize that you can get an education through hockey.
Done a lot for the forum, and not just by being officiating and announcing and running the history of hockey. I mean, the seats that a lot of people sit in, you're responsible for those. Remember when you got those from the Roxy?
Remember that?
Yeah,
thing?
Oh yeah, I do.
I had struck a deal with Cascadia, and Vic Van Howell dug down deep and paid to have them put in. I solicited people, sold seats, and fortunately we raised over $60,000 to put the seats in the arena, which was a good thing, and people to this day comment how comfortable they are. You know, it makes me feel good that we've done that, but you know, all the volunteering I've done with, I'm not alone in any of this, believe me. Like my wife, I don't know how she does it sometimes. I'm very fortunate.
How come after all these years, Dennis Beriducci is going to retire from it?
Because it has gotten to be a job. When volunteering becomes a job, it's taken the fun out of it. The fun that I've had over all these years with the Revelstoke Grizzlies has been a wonderful education for me, a lot of fun. I'll stay with minor hockey. I can actually go home and visit and play with my grandbabies and enjoy myself.
Well, I think that's remarkable, Dennis.
Well, thank you.
You've put in a lot of time. The community owes you a lot. Whether they know it or not, that's a fact.
One of the best achievements, I hope I'm not bragging, was the $20,000 that Revelstoke won with my name out there. And I feel that, you know, nobody owes me anything. I honestly feel that I did this because I wanted to do it. And if I didn't want to do it, I could walk away. And Sean many times asked me, how do you do it? How do you do it? I said, well, Sean, it's just something I enjoy doing. A couple of weeks ago, I was down doing a minor hockey game, and Sean was there getting the stuff ready for the Grizzlies. And he came over and sat and chatted with me and said, man, I tip my hat to you, Dennis. And I said, well, Sean, thank you, but I tip my hat to you too. You know, it's just one of them things that become time now for Dennis Beriducci to turn the mic over to somebody else at the arena for the Grizzlies, and I'm sure somebody will step up. There's all kinds of people out there that can do the same job I've done and have at it.
Well, they're going to have to work hard to equal your record.
Oh, thank you.
It's interesting you mentioned that 20 grand, because we had tried for Hockeyville, and we failed. We tried again for a major grant, and we got $20,000 for the city, you know, for the arena, and that was huge for us.
So with this being your farewell speech, what would you like to say?
Well, I want to thank Dave Rooney and you, Sean, and I want to thank all the volunteers that give so much time when I phone them and ask them, or, you know, they show up at the games. One volunteer stands out that's been there beside me for years and years and years, and that's Brad Simpson, and Brad is just like my right arm, and you know, I have to mention him because he's very important. But he's not the only one. There's so many that have made me look so good, and it's pretty hard to make Dennis Beriducci look good, but you know, it's been fun for the Grizzlies. I'm sorry I'm retiring from minor hockey. No, I'm not.
Well, Dennis, the community has a lot to thank you for. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome.